all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Childersburg High School football. It is the Coach Johnson Show. I'm Dave McCurley, along with the head football coach and athletic director of the Childersburg Tigers. And Coach Johnson, first of all, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I would be doing a lot better if on Friday nights we knew how to keep a lead, and we knew how to I just think if we knew how to win, because we've been close, and I'm here to tell you we played a very good Randolph County team last week, Coach, and we popped out there on the second play of scrimmage. Talk about that call on that play that we scored on.
They just gave us the look we wanted. We checked out of a play we had. They gave us the look, and Jacob threw a good ball to Tate, and we scored. We needed that, you know, getting the board curse. But I thought at time we played well. Then on defense we played well, but we tackled good. Offense we played well at time, just in prison block. People just don't understand. We still got some young guys. I know it's late in the season, but we still got guys that got, you know, hurt, but we still got young guys trying to still learn how to play football this time of year.
Yeah, and of course, everybody has injuries, and talking with some of the coaches around the county, I probably would have to put Fayetteville up there to lead the league in injuries. They've had like their top five football players with season-ending injuries, and when you start out with 32 or 33 players, it really makes it hard. But I want people to understand, too, Childersburg's been hit by the injury bug a lot this year.
We have. You know, we have some guys that we count on to help us through the year got hurt. One of our best linemen, you know, broke his hand. One of our best fullback, defensive end, got, you know, hurt his knee. He'd be day by day. We lost the guy, KJ Eisen from TC, the Glenwood. You know, I thought he had a start for us on offense and defense. So he was on the guy on defense, McCall, two from him. We've just been banged up. You know, we lost another lineman with a shoulder injury. So, but, you know, end of the day, you know, guys got to step up for us, and we have some guys to do that.
Well, you know, there's one constant that's been, and he's been banged up a little bit all year, but for the most part, Jacob Johnson has taken some shots. He's taken some hits in the backfield, but he's been true to step out there every game. And I'm going to tell you, I saw some things the other night against Randolph County that I really believe that shows his maturity and his growth as a quarterback, not just as a football player, but as a quarterback coach. And I know it's hard to talk about this because he's your son, but early in the season, he had a hard time trying to throw the football away. Sometimes we would get caught with a second down and 20 instead of throwing it away and being second and 10. The other night, he did that well. He evaded tackles well the other night. And I think all year long, he's just progressed as a quarterback.
Oh, he has. I mean, you know, he made some plays. He's growing, especially throw the ball away. What we need him to do is throw the ball away to save us. But, yeah, I thought he had matured a lot as a quarterback. As the first year doing it as a sophomore. But he's proud of him, the way he grew, you know, from day one. Being tough, you know, he's been beat up. People don't know, you know, he's been beat up pretty good this year, too. So, you know, one game we thought we were going to have him, he played for us, and knee and shoulder and stuff. But we just proud of the growth he's doing. And we got some more guys. You know, I thought Tate Furman became one of our best receiver guys that go get the ball for us. Go to, you know, we got to get Ethan McKinnon, the senior, for us. Man, both playing both sides of the ball, special team. He's doing so much as a senior. So just proud to have him part of what we do in our program.
I tell you what, I remember a play the other night in that Randolph County game, kind of in the second quarter there, late in the second quarter, mid to late. You know, Randolph County had the football first and 10 at their own 40, and they were going to try a double pass. And I don't know that I've ever seen a high school football player blow up a play better than what Cam Smith did on that play. And doggone it, if he just an inch more, he intercepts that ball and scores with it. And he almost picked it up on the fumble because it was a lateral. Can you talk about that play and how well he made there?
Right, he listened to it. We knew it was coming, the formation they gave, and he read it right. Because he'll fix it. We thought he could have fixed it to pick it up. But, you know, Cam had played some moments for us. I give him credit. Cam had played some good football for us. He's a sophomore, too, a guy that's still learning football. But, you know, we scout on Cam on defense, do a lot for him. We move him around from safety to inside, outside linebacker. But when he play, he can make some big plays for us. So we were proud on the growth he had.
Well, I'll tell you another player, too, and a lot of people don't realize this, Coach, but when your offense struggles the way that ours has all year long, I mean, we're only averaging about 11 points a game after 8 games this year, but we punted the ball a lot this year. And granted, the other night, I know there were a couple of times where Devin Williams did not get a punt off, whether it was a read, whether it was no blocking or whatever, but there's been 2 or 3 times to where he has really climbed the ladder and caught a snap that was well over his head. He did it again the other night, and I'm just in awe of his athletic ability sometimes.
That's why we got him back. First of all, he put the ball really well, too. Yep. And he is so athletic back there that he can make them plays. You know, we had a game, you know, bad snap. He got a first down for us. Many people, I thought we were trying to fake him. We weren't trying to fake him, but he is – been an athlete, and he did a great job back there for us. Been an athlete.
Well, going into this Friday night, before we talk about what we've got on tap with Dadeville, I want to talk about this region because, I mean, you and I were talking about it a little while ago before we started this program. Now, Glenwood, there's no doubt about it. They're the cream of the crop. They've won the region no matter what happens. Tomorrow night being Friday night as this show airs on Thursday night. But, Coach, they're number one. But from 2 on, I mean, it's anybody's ball game, really. Can you comment on maybe who you think sneaks in them other 3 spots?
Yeah, it's head-to-head now. You know, you got some big games tonight. You got Buden and Randolph County. You got Comer and Lee Scott. You got us playing Dable, and you know, we can spar one for Dable. You know, we get that win and we can really help people. You know, I told the guy this week, you know, we can be the team. We didn't get in, but we can help some other team get in. We can spar something, especially on Dable homecoming. So this region is some upset thing, you know, happened. You know, Dable didn't win a game. They went to Lee Scott and beat Lee Scott. You know, then they turn around, they beat Comer, then Comer beat Randolph County. I mean, any given night, on a Friday night in this region, you can get beat.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that too because, you know, we were sitting here talking about, let's take the Beulah Bobcats. You know, last year they come to town in a do-or-die game with us to see who was going to be the 4th seed into that playoff picture. Those Cats stand to really have a good shot at being the 2nd seeded team in this region after tomorrow night, Coach. And to be honest with you, they've got a lot of kids that have stuck with the program for 4 years. I remember when we beat them a couple of years in a row and those kids were young. Those kids are now grown up and seniors, and they're doing the whipping.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's about a good football program. You got to have kids that commit for 4 years to play. You know, and that would have happened, you know, when we were beating them back when they were ninth and 8th graders and sophomore. Now they senior and they in that program and they playing good football. You know, quarterback been there, they moved in, he was playing running back, receiver, now he's playing the quarterback. You know, then you take David, for example, they started out, they made some changes and they got seniors. You know, seniors loaded, you know. We got some seniors, but we got some seniors that have played for us. You know, Ethan probably about the main one have played the 4 years. And the rest of them, they 1 or 2 years been in the program with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's turn a little bit of attention toward Dadeville, because Dadeville has been a team that's been in our region now for several years. And for whatever reason, going back to before your time now in your 5th year, Dadeville's kind of been a thorn in our side, hadn't they? It's been tough for Childersburg to beat Dadeville, whether it was either at our place or theirs.
Well, a good football program. You know, Dadeville, you can look back in history that Dadeville always been a good football program. Them kids like to play football. You know, they play hard. You know, they got a new coaching staff, but they still do the things they do. They play hard. Offense is different. For us, you know, we got to just keep getting better at the football team. You know, we got to be fundamental. We got to be disciplined. there's some things we've got to just keep working on with the young group we got, you know, that we got a lot of junior sophomore playing, you know, even though we play eighth grade playing. So we really got to keep teaching. Going down there playing David Friday tonight is a whole different ball game. Because we don't have anything to lose. I don't tell the kids, you know, we get a bit of upset. They're going to throw everything they can to get this win, to get the opportunity to get in the playoff. So nope. Talking about a team can be, you know, can finish 3-6 and 3-3 in the region and play in a playoff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're going to throw everything at us but the kitchen sink. I know it's coming. And as a football caller, a play-by-play guy, it's hard to call games like that because you're always expecting the unexpected. But I got to ask you, too. This has been a week, I'm sure. You know you're not going to the playoffs after last week when you just had to have a win. We didn't get it. And now you go into a game knowing your season's going to be over with next Friday night. What are you, other than a win, and I know a win is the main thing here, but if you take a win out of it, Coach, what are you and your coaching staff looking as the number one, two, and three things to get better? Is it penalties? Is it first downs and scoring drives? Is it defense? What do you want to see as far as maturity and growth against the Dayville Tigers?
We're looking for a fourth quarter. You know, we ain't played all year fourth quarter. We never put a fourth quarter together. You know, we ain't put the drive. We ain't put together. Defensively, we have not game talk like we want to. So, you know, we've really been focused on fundamentals, talking well, blocking up front. You know, that's the drill we've been doing. And we are trying. We got playing a lot of young kids. We're just trying to go toward the off season to see what we can add with these young guys and the seniors, trying to get them a win before they finish their high school career. That's where we go. I just want to play football. I'm looking for fourth quarter football. I keep preaching it. I need fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Less penalty, execute on offense, and execute on defense.
And, you know, I go back to last week's game against Randolph County. I know the game was in hand, but Randolph County still had their first team defense in there. And I want you to talk about this because in that second half, we went on a scoring drive, and really the few points that we've scored all year, Coach, all of them mostly have been on big plays. We hadn't had that 10, 12-play drive where we drove it 80 yards, but in that second half against Randolph County, we did that the other night in what I thought was our best drive of the year, and I just want to get your opinion on that and how it can maybe carry over into against Dayville.
Well, we're trying to find something. You know, we've been working on that formation, trying to help our guys up front to stay on blocks, you know. And that was a drive. We needed a drive, you know. Ethan like to broke that loose, you know, for a big run for us. We got to have them type of drive. That's 17 we is, you know. We don't have that really big play guy. So we got to have them drive that kill some clock and try to go score when we get in the red zone.
And it's hard when you don't have those drives. It doesn't shorten the game. If you get those drives all of a sudden late in the game, you may be 6 points ahead or 6 points down, and all of a sudden that team across the way starts doubting what they've done against you, and we just hadn't had that opportunity this year.
No, we haven't. You know, we're going to keep working. I appreciate the kids all the time. We're going to keep coaching you hard. The year ain't started. We didn't finish the year like we wanted to finish. You know, we had a high hope when we came in. We got some guys got banged up, hurt for us, but you know, we had some opportunity during the year to get some big wins. But the only thing we can do is keep improving and trying to finish this thing off the next 2 weeks.
Well, of course, we're going to be there with you. And of course, Friday night at 6:30, you can hear Clint Wright and KJ McCurley and myself. Coach, nobody in this world wants it tougher or more than those kids and you guys, but I'm going to tell you, we're probably right there on third on that list. We got excited last week when we took the lead and more excited when we saw good drives toward the end of the game. But I got to tell you, we're excited, and hopefully we can go down and get a win against Dayville.
No, that's how we'll go. Go down there and try to play four-quarter football and get a win.
Coach, good luck against the Dayville Tigers on Friday night. And always, Coach Johnny Johnson, go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.